Well, let's welcome back Coach Taylor. Coach, do you got team updates for us?
No, you know, just you know, we're full speed ahead now, man. Coaches meetings every morning. Obviously, starting on Monday, we'll go through the whole week, just setting expectations. You know, what I'm looking for, what we, you know, how we need to demand things from our players, leadership council, what we're doing on our off days. So we're just kind of talking through situational football. So we're spending a lot of time with, I'm spending a lot of time with the coaches, both sides of the ball, just, you know, getting on the same page there. And then from a player standpoint, those guys are still on their own until next week, which is the ninth when we get them in here. And even on, and even on that first day, it's an administration day. So we can't even do anything with them. A lot of paperwork, just make sure they're getting them moved into the dorms, getting our eyeballs on guys, making sure they're here. So, yeah, excited about that. For the most part, I'd say 80% of our guys are back. So they'll have one, they'll have a workout tonight on their own, and then they'll work out on Sunday on their own, and then, man, we're rolling, man. We're going to get ready to get this, we're going to tee this thing up and get ready to go. So,
boy, sure coming quick. And so we're going to start with that. So Janie would like to know, are the jitters starting to form now that you are a month away from kickoff?
It is. It is, you know, and, you know, and like I tell our guys, man, if you don't have jitters or you don't have some kind of emotions moving inside of you, and this is the wrong sport for you. You know, this is not like, and nothing against any other sports, but man, we are trying to keep people from scoring touchdowns, and we're trying to score touchdowns, and those things are hard to do. So we got to be ready to go. And yeah, you do get some jitters, but again, you know, we don't look too far ahead. Just stay thinly focused in on the day, and just really excited about attacking today, and going to attack tomorrow, and before you know it, the ninth will come. We're going to attack that, and you know, we don't get to, I don't try to get too caught up in, you know, September 2nd or 3rd. I can't remember if it's 3rd or 2nd crown, because they're working, so we got to work too, man. We got to try to outwork them for game one. So,
Sean would like to know. He says you were asked about Cordell Stewart and his role as slash when he played in the NFL. Oh. Could you see Charlie Wilson having that kind of role, or do you want him focused more on just pass receiving?
Good question. A lot of that depends on, you know, just game planning. In a perfect world, yes. You know, Charlie Wilson, you just play receiver. But, you know, if we can get the ball in his hands three, four, five more times, I mean, I think everybody that watched us play last year saw how dynamic he was. And, you know, so, you know, I mean, we had a new offensive coordinator who's, you know, fresh ideas. I know he's always thinking about how to move him around. But ideally, Charlie's a receiver, and we go from there. But, I mean, I'm always, myself and our offensive coordinator, we're always thinking of new, fresh, and dynamic ways to get playmakers the ball, and he is one of our top playmakers. So,
yeah, if I'm not wrong, I think you told me you brought in three freshman quarterbacks this year. So could we see some wrinkles maybe with some of those guys?
Yeah, you never. Hey, listen, we're gonna find out what these guys are capable of. We're gonna find out what they can handle from a mental standpoint, and then we're gonna try and get the best. You know, I'm a big believer in, you know, trying to. Not that everybody needs to play. But, you know, if you got a kid that's sitting on the bench that has a skill set, well, let's try to find a way to use it. I'm always big on the coaches on, well, what's this kid's skill set? Let's put a light on that, and let's lean into his skill set. So we don't know. We'll see.
Tom would like to know, do you like the big play offense where your team scores quickly and gets off the field right away, or would you like to see longer, more methodical drives?
That's a trick question, actually. It's a trick question that I'll answer because, you know, ideally, you know, if you can grind out as a defense, and everybody probably, you know, everybody's heard me say it, I lean a little bit more towards defense, which is why this year I'm going to be a little bit more balanced. I'm going to have my hands in the offense too as well. But with me being defensive minded, man, the more you can hold on to the football, grind it out, run the clock out, that's, I think, by nature is how I'm kind of wired. But you know, if you can go, you know, man, there's a couple drives where we were three plays and we throw the ball to Charlie Wilson and he scores a touchdown. Like, that's good, too, because here's the issue with football. As a defensive coordinator, you want offenses, you know, to try to go 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 plays because you're banking on them messing up, you know. So it's a catch-22. That's why I said it's a trick question, man. So as offensively, it's hard to go 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 plays. But if you can execute that many plays – and get a touchdown offensively, I would love that, you know, because now we keep the ball, and the best defense is our offense, man. If they can stay out there and grind that clock out, I'd love to be that way. So,
interesting. Gary would like to know how you see the MIAC shaking out this year.
Wow. We got a head coaches meeting tomorrow, so I get a chance to see all those guys. Again, good group of guys, very good ball coaches. for the most part. Again, I think all of them are good human beings. But I'm not going to sugarcoat, man. St. John's has been at the top of this league for a long time. So I can't imagine that they're not going to be good. You know, I think Bethel, you know, they're coming off of a national NCAA playoff run. So, you know, I think those two teams are going to be the top. And there's a lot of parity, man, within the league. So, you know, hopefully the Pipers are battling and scratching to find a way to nip at those guys' heels right there, just being honest. So I say those two teams are teams that are a little bit cut above, and then everybody else, man, I think we're right there. So excuse me to say they're right there. So
Gary would also like to know, who do you see as a potential surprise team in the MIAC beyond Hamline, of course?
You know what? I don't know, man. Just, you know, got to give a lot of credit to, Carlton, I'm really impressed with the last few years. How Coach Drinnell has got that thing turned around. It'll be interesting. They got a new quarterback. They had a special quarterback back there the last 2 years. So it'll be interesting to see how they bounce back. And then I think Augsburg, man, like Coach Lamper's done a good job over there. I got to tip my hat to them two dudes, man. Those two teams I like what they've done. I really do, man. So it keeps me motivated, keeps the fire under me. Not that I need another coach or another program to do that, but it's just like, man, if those guys are over there doing it, you know, I think Augsburg played Bethel to the last play of the game last year. You know, so think about that, man. So it's a good league. It's a lot of parity in the league, and you know, we gotta step up. So we gotta worry about ourselves.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody's a surprise anymore.
Nope.
We have two questions for you from Ray. The first is, he would like to know if you're going to do other types of NFL training like you did with the Steelers this year.
Oh, gosh. I'm so far removed from that now. I'm just really trying to be singly focused in on this year. After the season, we'll see. You know, it's all about context and, you know, who you know, who knows you, if there's an opportunity. I mean, it's always good to get around guys that are doing it at the highest level. You know, we're all college coaches, but there's a difference between Division II football and Division III football. There's a difference between Division I football and Division II football. There's a difference between the NFL and Division I. So whenever you can get the chance to see it up front, from the view that I was at when I was sitting in with the running backs every day and sitting in with Coach Tomlin every day and being able to ask and listen and learn. I mean, if you get that opportunity, you got to do it. So as of right now, no, I'm focused on this training camp and then obviously game one. But then when the season's over, you know, you kind of see how you can get yourself better as a coach and as a person. So
he'd also like to know, how do you feel that those training sessions help you in your professional career, if at all?
Sure. No. It's I tell you what, being able to sit in Mike Tomlin's meetings for a whole week, it really made me feel like my team meetings are very bad, man. Like, he's really, really good at the messaging, how he says things, when he says it, what he's talking about. So it really forced me to put some time and more time and thought into my team meetings. One thing I shared with our staff this morning, you know, there's a point in practice where you're just with your guys, right? So it's the receivers with the receivers coach, the running backs with the running backs coach, the tight ends with the tight ends coach, so on. What I told those guys, which I thought was pretty thoughtful and mindful when I was with the Steelers, and I'm sure everybody does it, but it's good to just hear it coming from a professional coach, is make sure your drills are aligning with what you're trying to get done in practice. Because sometimes you could do a drill, and how is that going to make them a better receiver? Where does that show up? You know, if I'm watching receivers do drills, I want to see that drill show up in practice, and more importantly, I want to see that drill show up in a game. So just having the coaches put some more time and thought into their drills and making sure that it all aligns with getting them better in practice, and obviously if you get better in practice, you'll be better in the game. So
Jerome would like to know, does your team return to the Super Bowl this season?
Well, Jerome, I tell you what, man, there's 32 teams out there. They got 32 really good head coaches, 32 really good quarterbacks, man. So we're going to need to – the Eagles are going to need to, more importantly, Jalen Hurts is going to really need to play at a high level like he did last year. Playmakers are going to have to make plays like they did last year, and the defense is going to have to make plays like they did last year. They can do that. They can duplicate that and harness it. Again, I think I said it 2 or 3 weeks ago, with two new with an offensive coordinator and a new defensive coordinator, I am very interested to see how this is going to go because coaching matters. And for those two dudes to go get NFL head coaches jobs, that lets you know how talented those dudes were. So it'll be interesting.
Don would like to know, what do you think is the best football name you ever heard? Like a guy whose name just sounded like he played football.
Dang, that's a good question. Oh, boy. that's a good one. Maybe Barry Sanders. I mean, I think that's a cool football name, Barry Sanders. I'll go Barry Sanders. That's a good football name.
Mary would like to know, she says, I noticed that people celebrate or even acknowledge their birthday less as they get older. Do you still celebrate your birthday?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. I think, one, we celebrate our players' birthdays when they come up, and I try to make sure I know whenever a coach's birthday is, our administrator's birthday. I know when President Miller's birthday is. I know when, I don't know when my new AD's birthday is, but I knew when Jason Verdugo's birthday was. I think that's very important to celebrate that, because the reality is, there's a lot of people that don't make it to a birthday. You know, there's a lot of people that don't make it to 21 or to 50. You know, I was celebrating a birthday with one of my good buddies' dads last night. He turned 74, and he was just so happy and blessed that we showed up. Yeah, so absolutely, man, you celebrate those birthdays. I think when I was a little younger, it wasn't a big deal. But as I got older, it was like, man, you know, you want to make sure you celebrate those birthdays. Absolutely.
And what are our words of wisdom for this week?
Words of wisdom, I would say, just kind of getting in the football mode and just things that talk, messaging with the team. Hey, listen, it's all about, outworking people, and that's in anything you do. I don't care if you're a Fortune 500 CEO, of a Fortune 500, outwork somebody. If you are a Division III DBs coach, outwork somebody. If you are at Walmart packing bags, outwork somebody. You know what I mean? So that was a message to the team, is we got to outwork people this year, so. Those are the words of the day. So,
fantastic. Coach Taylor, thanks for joining us this week.
All right. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it.